How old are you and what were you doing when you heard about World War II?
I was 8 years old, and I was with my brother and my sister, both of whom were older than me. My sister was 6 years older, and we were all huddled around the radio listening to a Sunday night program, probably a cowboy story or something, I don't know. And the interrupter broke in and announced that Germany had marched on Poland, and that was the start of the war. And it didn't mean much to me at my age, but my sister started crying and explained that that was probably bad, you know.
Yeah. When did you realize that the war was a bigger deal?
When we got into the war, starting to volunteer and doing a lot of things, and materials started being rationed. Gasoline was rationed. Different things were rationed. My mom was saving grease as it turned in to make dynamite with, and saving aluminum foil to the military and things like that to make airplanes with, primarily, I think. And that's when it started realizing that there was a definitely having an effect on you. As far as scaring me and realizing how terrible the damage was and the number of people being killed and how the whole world practically was involved in it, that didn't really dawn on me that much until you started hearing the bombs falling over the radio when the Germans, or the V2 bombs, that's what they were called. You could hear them. The motors running until it ran out of gas, and then you'd hear it falling and exploding.
Yeah. Did Germany bombing England have a massive effect on your life?
No, I don't think so. Not really. Primarily because we knew it was bad, but at that age, it didn't. I don't think I realized how bad it was. I had no idea. I wasn't old enough to know.
And then,
Understand it.
yeah, why was the food being rationed?
Shortages. There was just a shortage. Of course, they were sending stuff over to England to help people, and the military was getting first shot at any food, so there was just stuff being rationed. And gasoline. Well, they needed the gasoline because the airplanes needed it, the tanks needed it, everything needed gasoline. So that was definitely rationed.
How did the war in general affect your life? Maybe with your job?
I don't know about any job other than selling the papers when the war ended. But I think in general, the war made me realize how lucky we are and made me feel that I should have served in some way. And as I told you, I felt guilty about that for a while. Then everybody used to laugh at me and said, "Feel guilty about you're lucky." Well, I don't know. My sister's first husband was in the Second World War, and I realized what he went through because he was in at D-Day, the second he was there the second day, and he was never supposed to see action. He was wounded a number of times, and they just patched him up and sent him right back in the line. And then a big push came, what they call the Battle of the Bulge. And that was the Bulge was a line kind of between Germany and France. And there was a big battle there. That was one of the big battles that Germany hoped to turn around and come at him. And it was bitter, bitter winter. And he was in a foxhole with another guy, and a German threw a grenade in. And the other guy jumped on it and blew him to pieces. And my brother-in-law, who was not my brother-in-law at that time, when they moved out in the morning, everybody thought he was dead, probably, and somebody just happened to hear him moaning as they went by and called for a medic and saved his life. But he just had scars and stuff all over. And when he died, years later, his death affected me more, I think, than my parents' death did. I think I was closer to him and realized what he had been through in the war. It meant some. meant a lot to me.
Yeah. Do you mind explaining basically what the war, like, was from the start to the end?
You mean what caused it? Why did the
And then like what was happening throughout the years?
Well, Germany was having troubles with their economy, and Hitler came along and wanted to bring Germany back to the great power it should be. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was what he was going to do, you know. And a lot of the people didn't realize at the time that he intended to basically rule Europe. So they got all excited about Germany coming back as a strong country and that sort of thing, because they had lost badly in the First World War.
Yeah.
And that was the war caused by Germany, too. And so this Hitler's goal was to take revenge and get things back the way they should be. And that's why he started going all over Europe trying to take over.
Mm-hmm.
Had that succeeded, God only knows what this war would have been like.
Yeah.
And we've lost millions and millions of people during the war. And of course, he blamed everything on the Jewish people, Hitler did, and they had all the concentration camps and things like that. But the Polish people, wherever they found Jewish people, they took them out and
mm-hmm.
to the concentration camps and killed them. And, how many? You said?
Well, I think around like 6 million.
Yeah, I think that's probably a low number. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
By the end of the war, a lot of the generals, the high officers in the thing, were put to death, I think, by the committees formed between the United States and England and whoever else was in the war.
Yeah.
But the war changed the world dramatically. It really did.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look back on it now, it's kind of funny to realize that the people that we really hated that were terrible were the Germans and the Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
And the Japanese were the vicious ones. They were beheading people, and they had no respect for life whatsoever. The Germans, a lot of the men in the German military they had to be there. They didn't necessarily want to be there.
Yeah.
And I remember at one point during the war, which was apparently Christmas Eve, and there were German troops and U.S. troops pretty much on the same line, and
mm-hmm.
they stopped fighting for Christmas Eve. And I think the Americans and the Germans first were singing Christmas carols, and they came together.
Really?
Yeah, and sang together.
During the war?
During the war, yeah, for that night. The next day, back up fighting again. That crazy?
Yeah.
But Germany, they were Christian,
mm-hmm.
primarily. Hard to believe after what they did.
Yeah.
But they were, I don't think the Jewish people blame the Christians for the way Hitler treated them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what religion he was. When we were in Czechoslovakia and several years ago on this tour that we went to, we were also in, where all the music came from, so good back then. Can't think of the country right now. But anyhow, one of the places we were at was in one of the countries. And Hitler apparently thought he was an artist. And he applied to this art school, and he wasn't good enough to get in. And it was a major blow to his ego, I guess, that he wasn't good enough. And that's when he kind of went off the rail and got all wrapped up in the military and the economy of Germany and that sort of thing. He was actually from Austria. He was not a German. Maybe his heritage was, but...
I heard his grandma was Jewish.
Might have been. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Maybe he hated his grandma. Maybe that's what started it. But don't ever tell Sue that. It's a good question. I don't know that.
I think I remember going that over that in eighth grade.
Do you know any Jewish kids?
Yeah, I have two friends that are Jewish.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Can't tell the difference, can you?
Mm-mm.
Except they go to a different church.
Yeah. What did Pearl Harbor and the U.S. joining the war do to you and your family?
Well, that's when the United States really got into it, and that's when we really got into rationing and all that kind of stuff, and we didn't have the draft before that, to my knowledge, and that's when the draft started. A lot of the programs that our country still has are still in effect because of the things that Roosevelt did.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time our government ever went into deficit spending. You know what I mean? We've always had enough taxes, and we've never got out of it. Mm-hmm. Now we're in the trillions that we owe, you know, that we're just so deep in debt. And that's when that started. But, and of course, the war changed a lot of things. Cars weren't made for a number of years because all the car plants were making tanks or mm-hmm. Jeeps or whatever they were making, you know, all that stuff. And then cars came back after that. I think, you know, the war affected everybody who was alive at that time, because it went on for 39 to 45, for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe 7 years, actually, before it finally ended up. Hi there. Yeah, I think the war had more of an effect on me after it was over than it did while it was going on, because I was older and, you know, I was faced with the thought that I was going to join the military.
Yeah.
And thought I should. And it's interesting, even today, that so many men and women feel that they have an obligation to serve the country.
Yeah.
And, of course, in some ways, that's a good career, as long as you live through it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so good if you don't.
Yeah.
Women, I think, are not involved. In fact, Negroes, it was thought for quite a while, were not fit to be in the military.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't do it. So, well, that turned out to be completely wrong. I don't know, maybe you saw the, I can't think of the name of the movie, what the group was called, but they were airmen, and they were Negro, and they were terrific
mm-hmm.
fighter pilots. What the heck were they called? There was a movie about them. Don't remember the name of it. Your father might. Castiga? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good movie. And, of course, there were a lot of good movies made after the war.
Yeah.
Are you still recording?
Yeah.
I'll tell you something else. I did meet a guy when I started in business. You cold? And this guy turns out to have been one of the reporters for Fox back during the war.
Mm-hmm.
And he started a different business when he got out of there, because once television came along, all those newsreels and things, you never saw that again. They stopped it. Television.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you when television finally came in. I was still a kid, I know. Started with one channel, then we went to two. A lot of the things that came out of that war, and still the military to this day, a lot of the new inventions that are made that are things that probably your cell phone, the technology that developed that, and so on, have come out of wartime military service and stuff.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.